Rabbi Yehuda Kravitz was the head mashkiach for OU on the meat department for 10 years. And he relates that he saw a number of times that different rabbonim came from other places, some from Eretz Yisrael, to visit by the OU. And they had some tainus on some psokim that Rebelski said. And we know that Rebelski wasn't scared to stick his head out if he felt something was the right halacha. He wasn't scared to stick his head out and put out his psak. And he said he saw a number of times that different rabbonim literally spoke to Rebelski in a very not nice way, in an insulting way. And he said he never saw Rebelski answer back anything not nice. And he said not only did Rebelski not answer back anything not nice in front of them, Rebelski never said one word not nice about them behind their backs either. He didn't answer back at all. Now this is an amazing thing. Sometimes you have somebody, they'll say, okay, this person, he doesn't have a backbone to stand up to people. People say not nice things to him, He doesn't answer back because he doesn't have the courage to stand up. When you're dealing with someone like Rabbi Belsky, Zecharenu Livracha, who had such a rock strong personality to be able to stand up when he held the psak was right, even if there were many rabbonim on the other side, it was negeya, he felt that somebody was being wronged. He felt that somebody was being an avla. An avla was being done to a person. He would be willing to stick his head out with a tremendous rock strength to stand up for that person. That's what was negeya for the Torah. What was negeya for the psak, he was willing to stick his head out. But if it was not negeya now in halacha, it was just somebody saying something not nice to him, he didn't answer back. What's the point in answering back? And what's the point in saying lashon hara about that person? There's no point in that. He didn't say anything that nice about the person. Not in front of them, and not behind their back. This is such an unbelievable lesson for us, that a person should realize to go ahead and be a mavater and not answer back, if it's not negeya lahalacha anyways, so why should I answer back? He went ahead and he said over also, but people say over about Rebelski, this is already printed in a lot of places, a very famous story, that Rebelski was once sitting in his classroom learning, where everyone knows that was also his office, and somebody walked in, and the person told Rebelski, there were other people there, he said, I want to ask the Rav a taiva. He said, I want to ask a favor because I lost my job. The reason why I lost my job was because my employer, my boss, is a Talmud of the Rav. And I used to say not nice things about Rabbi Belsky. And he warned me that if I continue to say not nice things about Rabbi Belsky, he's going to fire me. And I kept on saying not nice things about Rabbi Belsky, and he fired me. And now I lost my job, and I have no parnasa. I'm asking Rabbi Belsky if he could please somehow do something to help me get my job back. So in front of this person, Rabbi Belsky took a telephone, called his Talmud, and says, it's very nice and commendable of you that you're, you know, interested in my kavod, but if you really care about my kavod, you will give the parnasa back to this yid. It goes without saying that he got his jaw back. But what we learn from this is something that I want to bring out, of something very interesting that I think is not so well known. We're standing now in the 9 days, right before the Zman of the Churban Beis HaMikdash of Tisha B'Av. And we all know that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tesamid Beis says that the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash was Charev was even though, the Gemara says over there, that by the Churban Bayis Rishon happened because they were Nichshol in the Gimel Averis Chamuris of Gilei Arayis, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim. But in Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says, they were Isaac in Torah and also in Gemilas Chasadim. They were Isaac and Tyre and also in Gemilas Chasadim. Why was the Beis HaMikdash Charav? Because of the Aveir of Sin Eschina. So first of all, we see a Moridik thing in this Gemara. You could be Isaac and doing Chesed, but yet you're Nichshol in Sin Eschina. And that's where the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened. And now I want to share with you something that the Chofetz Chaim says in his Akdamah to Shmiras HaLashon, which I think is not so well known. The Chofetz Chaim says, this that the Gemara says, that the Churban Bayis Sheni is from Sin Eschina, doesn't just mean plain sinas chinam. The Chofetz Chaim says it means the ikar lashon hara, saying bad things about people. And he brings a few raya's. Without going into them, he brings a raya from Hemeshecha Gemara in Yumad Avtaz Amid Beis, and he brings another raya from another Gemara in Erechin. You could look it up in the Chavetz Chaim in the Hakdama to Shmiras HaLoshen, pretty much towards the beginning. But the Chavetz Chaim says that the Iker Churban Beis Hamikdash was from saying Loshen Hara about people. Now this is something that everybody could learn. We may not be anywhere near the Madrega of Rabbi Belsky, the Chayim Levracha, who was on such a high Madrega that he b'chalal didn't even feel the sin as chinam. It didn't even mamish. He was like, it sounds like, he says, these people that hurt his feelings, he mamish acted with them like they didn't say anything against him. Even afterwards, he says, he acted with them, Rabbi Kravitz said, mamish, like they never did anything to him. That's an unbelievable high Madrega. But what we can learn from this, the Chavetz Chaim says, that even if we're not able to uproot from our hearts sinner to another yid, we do feel sinner to another yid. But the Chavetz Chaim says that the main reason of the Churban Beis Hamikdash was because out of the sinas chinam came that they spoke lashon hara about each other. This is something that even a yid who's not on a tremendous high madrega can still strive not to say lashon hara on someone. Even if he can't uproot from his heart the sinner to another yid, he has a reason why he feels that he should have a sinner. He has tainus another yid on another yid. So I'm not going into now why the Vilna Gaon says every sinner sinas chinam, but we're not going into that now. The nekuda is that at least every person can hold himself back from saying lashon hara. It's true, this person wronged me. This person went ahead and said something very not nice to me. I could answer him back. That a chutzpah, you're tining on my psak, I could answer you back. Not to answer you back. I could go ahead and say something to make somebody lose his job, chas v'shalom. I'm not going to say lashon hara on this person, even though I feel he deserves lashon hara said about him. I'm going to hold myself back, and memela, the person will be able to keep his job. Even if we can't uproot the sinner, but the Chavetz Chaim is saying that the main reason of the Churban Beis Hamikdash was from the lashon hara that we spoke because of the sinas chinam. So therefore, every person, even if we're not on the high madrega, not to feel the sinner, but at least we should work on controlling ourselves not to say lashon hara on people that we feel a sinner towards. Avada, we should try to take away some of the sinner too. But at the very least, follow what the Chavetz Chaim says, that the main reason of the Churban Beis Hamikdash was the lashon hara that came out of the sinas chinam, and we should be careful to uproot our sinas chinam. This is the Zman. If we want to be able to come back to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, we should uproot the Lashon Hara and control ourselves and realize, what are we doing anyways with the Lashon Hara? Imagine someone like Rebelski, if he would have answered the person back, what did he tuoif? What would come out from that? He was only interested in coming out the halacha l'may, so if I could be mavara the halacha, you want to discuss the halacha with me? That he said, Rebbe Kravitz, Rebelski was willing to hear what the halacha, you want to discuss it? Akasha, a teretz, a raya, a gavaldik. But it's time to argue back and say, you're this, I'm that? What's the point in that? What's going to come out from that? We should all be zeicha to be able to work on controlling ourselves and stop the urge to spread lashon hara. And in that schos, we should be zeicha to the binyan beis hamikdash b'mheira v'yomeinu. Amen.